Hey everybody, Dylan Brooks here, coming at you live from my makeshift studio back in my living room couch. Now, I know what you're thinking. Another productivity podcast. Seriously, Dylan, do we really need more tips on how to get things done? Well, buckle up because this isn't your average grind till you drop spiel. Today, we're diving into something way cooler, how to actually leverage your emotions to supercharge your creativity and productivity. Think about it. When you're feeling fired up, energized, or even a little bit nervous, those feelings can be incredibly powerful fuel for getting things done. It's like that extra jolt of caffeine that gets your brain buzzing. But the trick is learning how to channel those emotions in a way that actually helps you produce amazing work. So here are 5 key takeaways from this emotional rollercoaster ride we call life. First up, embrace the power of feeling. Don't try to suppress or ignore your emotions, they are a natural part of being human. Think about it. Ever notice how a good laugh can spark a fresh perspective? Or how feeling a little bit sad can lead to some seriously introspective and creative breakthroughs? Emotions are like compass points, guiding you towards deeper understanding and creativity. Next, identify your emotional triggers. What gets you going? What makes you feel stuck or drained? Once you know what sets you off both positively and negatively, you can start planning your day around those peaks and valleys. Feeling a little anxious about a big deadline? Channel that energy into focus work sessions. Now, let's talk about turning those feelings into action. Don't just sit there stewing in your emotions, use them as fuel for creativity. Need inspiration for a project? Go for a walk, listen to some music that gets you pumped, or even try a little free writing to unlock those creative juices. Remember, emotions aren't static, they ebb and flow throughout the day. Pay attention to those shifts and adapt your tasks accordingly. Feeling super focused in the morning? Tackle your most challenging projects first. Feeling a bit sluggish in the afternoon? Schedule some lighter tasks or take a quick power nap. Lastly, be kind to yourself. Some days will be more productive than others, and that's perfectly okay. Don't beat yourself up if you have an emotional roller coaster day, just learn from it and keep moving forward. Imagine this. You're working on a super important presentation, but suddenly you hit a wall. Your mind feels blank, your energy is fading, and you're starting to panic. Sounds familiar? Now, instead of letting those negative emotions take over, what if you use them as fuel? Channel that anxiety into focused brainstorming. Write down every single idea that pops into your head, even the crazy ones. Use that nervous energy to power through your research and find fresh perspectives. Remember, even feeling stress can be a sign that you're truly invested in the task at hand. So there you have 5 powerful ways to harness the energy of your emotions for maximum creativity and productivity. Remember, life is an emotional journey, embrace the ups and downs, learn from them, and use those feelings to fuel your greatness. Alright, awesome listeners, before we wrap up, let's recap those key takeaways. Number 1. Don't suppress your emotions, they're a vital part of who you are. Number 2. Identify your emotional triggers, what gets you going. What trains you. Number 3. Use your feelings as fuel for creativity, channel that energy into action. Number 4. Adjust your tasks based on your emotional flow, feel focused. Attack those big projects. Feeling sluggish? Take a break and recharge. And number 5. Be kind to yourself, some days will be better than others, that's totally normal. Now, I want you to go out there and put these strategies into action. Share your experiences with me on social media, tag #clarityfirst, and let's build a community of emotionally intelligent creators. And remember, keep striving for clarity in your life, one emotion fueled step at a time. Until next time, stay focused, stay awesome, and keep those emotions flowing.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.